Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
602 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Wednesday night. And oh boy, this is not the kind of Wednesday night show. This is not the kind of Wednesday night I thought we'd have here in late November. First of all, let me say happy Thanksgiving this time, this week, to everyone out there. If you're traveling, be safe. If you're staying home like I think I am, well, I know I am, but like most people are, a lot of people are, enjoy tomorrow and enjoy what should be a great weekend leading into a Monday Night Football game that I assume Carson Wentz will be the starter for. But here is what I'm feeling right now. Because as I listened to Doug Peterson the other day, and we're going to play it for you in a couple minutes here. You know, when I was not here last night. Monday night I came on, and I said, I'm done. Like, I'm out on Carson Wentz, and I don't believe this thing's going to work here in Philadelphia. And I've resigned myself to that this thing is a mess. And I was upset about it, and we frustrated, and we vented about it. But I said Monday night, I didn't expect the Eagles to actually do anything. Like, they're going to let Carson Wentz keep playing here because of all the money they owed him and how difficult this would be to admit a decision was wrong. But today, my mind changed on the Carson Wentz situation, and my mind changed on what the Eagles are going to do. And here's what I believe now. I believe Carson Wentz is going to sit at some point this season. I do not believe, after listening to Doug Peterson today and kind of reading the tea leaves of the last few days, including what Deion Sanders said yesterday, I'm not going to poo-poo that because I believe that guy knows everyone around the NFL, and he knows people when he says something and he's hearing something. There's something to it. Listening to Deion yesterday, listening to Doug Peterson today, I believe Carson Wentz at some point this season is going to sit. Is he going to sit for the whole season? Is Jalen Hurts going to come in here and light the world on fire and take his job for good? I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen. But I believe now that Carson Wentz is not going to be this team's starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. I think that idea is falling apart by the minute. Let me tell you why. I think Doug Peterson at some point here has to save his own job. And I think Doug Peterson at some point here has to look his players in the eye and say, I'm giving us the best chance to win. And with the way Carson Wentz has played this season, with the way he's played in some losses, including the Washington game, including the game on Sunday against the Browns, a win over the Cowboys, like that quarterback play is not giving them the best chance to win. And I think the players there, you can only sell it to them for so long before they don't buy it. I know half the city doesn't buy it anymore, and I don't think the players will buy it for much longer. I look at a team that gave up 13 points on defense on Sunday and lost. If you give up 13 points and lose in the NFL, you're going to have angry defensive players. It shouldn't happen. It should not happen in 2020. 215-592-9494. I don't believe Carson's going to make it through the season. And on a Monday, I did. I was frustrated because I didn't think the Eagles would make a switch. But I want to play a couple cuts for you here because I thought today was telling. And here's what I like Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson is a good coach, and I refuse to believe he's not. He's a good coach. He's a championship coach. What he's not good at is lying. I've always felt that Doug Peterson gets in trouble when he tries to lie and tries to kind of cover up the truth or what he's really thinking because he doesn't want to say it, and he actually makes things worse by doing it. Here's Doug Peterson today. A couple cuts here. Number one, is Doug talking about the reality of having to make tough decisions, and he kind of leads himself right into the question about benching Carson Wentz. Here's Doug.
And I have to do what I feel is in the best interest of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Lurie, and the players in that locker room. And again, it goes down to, it comes back to sometimes having to make tough decisions. And one of the things that I've learned as a player and I've seen as a coach is that the tough decisions have to be made in this business, whether it's a tough decision to move on from a player in the offseason or the decision now to whether you're going to make the move at quarterback or not. I mean, no, these are all decisions that have to be made by me. But for the most part, I just I focus on the players. I focus on getting better each day.
The decisions you have to make, like changing the quarterback or not. You ever watch someone walk into something like a wall? Doug walked into a wall there for no reason. Like, it wasn't like he was being pressed over and over about his quarterback situation. He walked into the wall. You know what that tells me? This is on his mind. That Doug Peterson, the attitude he had on Sunday, which was it would send the wrong message to his team if he changed quarterbacks, the attitude he had on Monday when he talked about not doing it and believing in Carson and fighting through these things for whatever, something changed. Maybe it's the film he watched on the game Sunday more in depth. I don't know what it is. But something changed. Maybe he's also afraid that his locker room's going to have a revolt because they realize the quarterback gives them no chance right now, and they're frustrated. But Doug walked himself into a very obvious question, which was, Doug, is Carson still your quarterback for Sunday? Here's how Doug responded.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today. I mean, okay. We're looking, I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Carson's your starter for Monday.
Yes.
I mean, he said, I don't know in there. Okay. There was a lot there, including him, first of all, delaying an answer. Second of all, stammering through it. And then third saying, I don't know. Like he said, I don't know you're making a change at quarterback. And it told me everything I need to know, which is Doug Peterson, for the first time, is actually thinking about this. 215-592-9494. I don't believe Carson Wentz is going to make it through the season as the Eagles starting quarterback. Do you? 215-592-9494. That's the number. Look, we have talked about this, and this radio station has debated this for 3 days now. My position is I would sit Carson Wentz down, and I would put Jalen Hurts in, and I will see what happens. Okay, I recognize the money they owe Carson Wentz. I recognize the commitment they have to Carson Wentz. But I also care more about winning football games than I do about money, than I do about anyone's feelings over there. Like, that's not important to me. Like, I just want the Eagles to win on Monday. And right now, I don't think Carson Wentz gives them much chance to beat anyone with the way he's playing. And I think Doug Peterson is starting to realize that same thing. There's only so, like, you can only go so far as a coach when you think about the other ramifications of a move. That's for Howie Roseman to figure out. That's for Jeff Lurie to figure out. They gave this guy one of the biggest contracts in NFL history, and it's very difficult to get out of it without writing a check for millions and millions and millions of dollars to move on. I mean, it's really hard. But that's not Doug Peterson's job on Monday night. His job is to win the game, and his job is to look his other 52 players in the eyes and say, we're putting our best foot forward tonight. And on Sunday against the Browns, against the Cowboys, I refuse to believe they put their best foot forward because the quarterback performances in those games were losing performances. They won one of those games, but they were losing. It was losing football. And I believe now Doug Peterson has realized he cannot be rigid on this, and he has to be open to the idea that if this guy no longer gives me my best chance to win, I got to get him out. If I'm Doug Peterson, I'm making the switch. And for the first time today, I felt that Doug is thinking about it. And once you start thinking about it, like it feels like there's momentum building here. There's momentum building with us as fans, and I don't think we should be the ones dictating this decision, but this is building. Okay, and I think there's momentum building inside that building. They watched the film together. None of us are in that room, but that cannot be easy or pretty for Carson Wentz to sit with his teammates and watch that film of that game. Can't be, because they see it. And today there's a story, NJ.com, Mike Kay wrote a great story with quotes from people there that said Carson Wentz is broken, and that Doug Peterson, the coach staff, are trying every. I'm going to read a couple of these quotes, then we'll go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. This is today from NJ.com, Mike K. Carson Wentz is a broken quarterback. the person said. Even when he throws a good ball, he's skittish and unsure. Okay? They are trying to get the football out of his hand as quickly as possible. Not even that is working. This is from the story. Three things they've tried to implement here, and it's not working. It eliminates, getting the ball out quick, eliminates Wentz's need to run through progressions, which inexplicably has proven challenging for a quarterback in his fifth season. It gets the ball out of his hands quickly because Wentz, who has been sacked 40 times this season, gets jumpy and panicky in the pocket on pass plays that need time to develop. And attempts to build his confidence for the more difficult throws he will undoubtedly have to make. Okay, this is what the coaching staff sees. That means the players see this. I don't think you can lie to your players. And for the first time today, I really believe Carson Wentz is going to sit down at some point this season. I don't know when. It could be Monday night. It could be in front of a national audience on Monday Night Football, but it's going to happen. I believe that now. 215-592-9494. That is how you get in. We have watched Carson Wentz be the starting quarterback of the Eagles when he's healthy. There's been one moment where Carson has been healthy and not the starting quarterback of the Eagles since September of 2016. And for the first time now, today, I believe that is going to end sooner than later. I don't believe Carson Wentz will be the Eagles quarterback for the entire season. What I heard today at Doug Peterson was telling. And what you start feeling and hearing around the team, and there's a lot of, I would say, ominous quotes coming out. Nothing that is, you know, jarring from a player on this team right now, but there's a lot of, I'd say there's doubt that I'm feeling about Carson Wentz within the Eagles. And once that starts rolling down the hill, it's very hard to stop that momentum. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Carson Wentz will be the Eagles quarterback the entire season? I don't. I think he's going to lose this job at some point. Tyler's in Pottstown. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, Tyler. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, obviously Carson Wentz and benching him, I definitely think it's the right move. I don't know if it's the right move on national TV on Monday night. Everybody is talking about, you know, I called yesterday and I said to Ike Reese, I said, you know, yeah, they need to bench him. If he plays like he played last week, there is no reason why he should finish the game. And he, you know, oh, he's got no help and he's got no weapons. His offensive line was horrible. Jason Peters played horrible, you know, and then he went and, you know, it's, oh, well, what if we just bench all these other guys? And, you know, I'm just tired of that argument. Your quarterback is the number one person on your team, not on your offense, on your team. When he is making $30 million and he's playing the way that he's playing, he cannot be on the field. That's the bottom line. And hearing Doug today, that's amazing. I believe he's...
Yeah, Tyler, I'm with you. Yeah, I believe for the first time now that Doug is really thinking about this. And I think it, and I don't know why, like I'm not in Doug's head, but my guess is that after he watched the film and after they watched the film as a team, it's got to be hard for Doug to look his team in the eye and just keep going to Wentz if he keeps playing like this. Because at some point they're going to say, like, what are we doing here?
Right, I totally agree. And the other thing too is, you know, I think once when he looked back at the tape, you know, he saw how long he's holding the ball. He saw I don't know if it looked as bad as it was on TV on the sideline, but that safety, I mean, come on, that is unacceptable. So to me, I don't know if he watched that and then to kind of change his mind. And I said yesterday too, it's not about what Jalen can bring in. Oh, well, is it going to make the team better? If you pull Carson Wentz this week, it's not going to be about making the team better. It's not about this year. It's not going to be about it's not about the rest of the games. It's about him trying to do the right thing to try to jar him, do whatever to say, hey, look, we need you to play differently.
Yeah, well, it's bigger than that. Tyler, appreciate the phone call. And there's also, I know we have poo-pooed the idea of this team winning anything, or who cares about this division because it's a bad division or in a bad year. Like, we could say that. They don't feel that way in there, and they shouldn't, right? They're playing to win a division. They're playing to go to the playoffs. That's not their, it's not their job. Like, the players in that locker room, Doug Peterson's players, that's who Doug Peterson has to serve one group. It's his own players. It's not us. It's not Howie Roseman, though, that's his boss. And it's not Jeff Fleury, but that's his boss, too. But really, the most important people for Doug Peterson to get through to and have the backing of is his players. Because if he has their backing, he has the best chance he can have of keeping his job and winning football games. They want to win. And right now, you watch Carson Wentz, they watch Carson Wentz. I don't believe he gives them the best chance to win. And they got to rectify that. And look, obviously, the story today's out there, NJ.com. Like, they're saying they've tried everything. They've simplified this offense to the point where it's almost a rookie kind of offense. Just see the first read, hit the first read. Defined easy things right away. And he's still jumpy, and he's still double-clutching, not doing it. Like, I don't know where you go. If you simplify the offense down to, basically rookie-level stuff, and it's still not working, well, then at some point, you got to make a change. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Carson Wentz will remain this team's starting quarterback the entire season? I don't. I did on Monday. I was frustrated about it. I did believe that, though, and now I've changed my mind. I think he's going to lose his job or at least be replaced at some point soon. Let's talk to Paul, who's in Maple Shade. Hey, Paul.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, Paul, appreciate you, too. Happy Thanksgiving. What are you thinking here?
I'm thinking Carson Wentz fits better into the Eagles system than Nick Foles.
I don't think so.
Well, he didn't. I don't think he fits in any system right now, to be honest.
No. Nick Foles and Doug Peterson were on the same wavelength. They had something in common. That's why they won the Super Bowl that year, 2017. They were on the same wavelength. When Nick said, "Let's go do the Philly special," remember that?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, they were on the same wavelength. They had a connection. It was special. That's why the Eagles won that Super Bowl. And I think they made a big, big, big mistake by getting Rick and Nick Foles. And I'd like to see them bring him back.
Well, Paul, I don't think that's going to happen right now. Paul, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, I think the more likely scenario is Jalen Hurts is going to take this job. And if he plays well, give the Eagles a very difficult and very expensive decision to make. Foles isn't coming back now. I mean, he's under contract with the Bears, and they have Hurts to maybe be the heir apparent. But as far as the decision they made, beyond the Foles decision, the decision that's crippling them right now is the contract. I mean, if Carson Wentz was on his fifth-year option, if they didn't pay him when they did, and he was a free agent to be, this wouldn't be such a big deal. They would just put Hurts in if they felt he was better, and they would deal with the whole thing in the offseason. The money is a big issue. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jack in Drexel Hill. Hey, Jack.
Hey, hello.
Hello, Jack. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Anytime. What's up tonight?
Okay, yeah. So I've been listening to all day and everything regarding Carson Wentz. And my thing is that, he was a Division II quarterback. Okay. Now, he's been in the league for 5 years now.
Yep.
Am I correct?
Yes, fifth year, yes.
Okay, so in your fifth year, now I know he hasn't had no protection or nothing, and the whole offensive line has been disarrayed and everything like that, but this man has gotten now to know how to improvise and to adapt to different situations when you got different players in around him, and he hasn't done that. He's been inept. He's inept.
Well, it's a good word, and you're right. And that's his job. And I understand sometimes the job of a franchise quarterback is difficult, and Jack, I appreciate it. It is hard. It's not been a perfect situation. There's been a lot of moving parts and young players and a porous offensive line at times, but that's why they paid him. Right? When you think you have a special quarterback, you pay them to make up for the warts around them. That's what the best ones do. And unfortunately, this guy can't do that. And I just hope the Eagles don't let money dictate their decision. I thought they were going to, and it frustrated me. But hearing Doug today, for the first time, I believe Carson Wentz at some point this season is going to lose this job. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Carson Wentz will hold the Eagles starting quarterback job for the rest of the season? I don't anymore. We get back. I want to play for you yesterday what came out. Deion Sanders on the Part of My Take podcast, what he had to say. And if the people that Deion is talking to really are in this locker room right now, then it's part of the reason why Doug's got a very, very difficult decision on his hand, and part of the reason why I think Carson could lose his job. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Carson will be this team's quarterback the entire year? I don't anymore. We'll talk about it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.